Every once in a while, I'm going to tell an old Army story one way or the other. We'll start them out. I'll tell you, first of all, how I got into the Army. I was a worker over at a Burlington Industry plant in Wilson, North Carolina, making polypropylene yarn. I was about to go crazy with boredom. I'd been doing it a few months, and everything was calm. I mean, I was in a draft-exempt job. This was 1968-69 era, and nobody wanted to go off to the Army. Well, one day at lunch, I went down and went to the Army recruiter, went upstairs, told the guy I wanted to join the Army. The guy goes, he about passed out, didn't know what to say. So I get over there, and he says, well, let's take these tests. I take these tests, and he goes, wow, man. He says, with your degree and all your crap like that and how good you did on these tests, we can put you right in the chemical corps, and you'll go out. And he says, hell, you could be working on, you could be an atomic bomb technician. I go, nah, that ain't for me. I said, I want to join the infantry. I said, I'd like to go to airborne school. And right after that, sometime thereafter, I'd like to go to Vietnam. Guy about passed out. He says, no problem. I said, okay, no problem. And he says, sign here, 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 initial here, initial here, initial here, sign here, initial here. And he says, and you're in. I said, okay. He says, when would you like to leave? I said, well, what about tomorrow morning? The guy goes, tomorrow morning? He says, no problem. I'll have you on a bus at 5:30 in the morning for Raleigh. All right. So now I had a job. I went back and I quit my job immediately. Walked in, just told my boss, I've joined the Army and I'm out of here. Guy was so nice. He put me on some type of leave right away. And they held my job for me for a couple of years. Got a bonus from him, in fact, for about two Christmases. Anyway, next morning at 5 o'clock, I went down to the recruiting office, got on a bus with about four other guys, and we went to Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina, we went and got an induction physical, and from there, they put us on a train, and we went to Fort Dix, New Jersey. My Lord, what a place that was. But that was the way my Army career started. By the way, I went back to my apartment that day, called all the people that I knew in Wilson, and literally gave away everything I owned. I gave away my stereo, my records, all everything, just everything. Just gave it all away. Here you go, guys, it's yours. But that's how I made it to Fort Dix, New Jersey. Fort Dix, I went to Fort Dix for basic training. I went to Fort Gordon, Georgia, for advanced infantry training. Fort Gordon, Georgia, by the way, has one very unique feature. You can walk from the barracks to the range, and you'll be walking uphill. You can walk from the range back to the barracks, and you'll still be walking uphill. It's amazing. There is no downhill in Fort Gordon. It's all sand, and it's all uphill. It's amazing. Just craziest place. Went there for a little while. After Fort Gordon, I reported to Fort Benning, Georgia. Fort Benning, Georgia, by the way, is where I went to OCS. I was very, very fortunate in the people that I went to OCS with and met some people there that were pretty crazy. A guy by the name of Nash. Nash, I think he was a Medal of Honor winner. I'm not sure about it. But, I mean, him and a guy by the name of Paxton, they already had about four tours in Vietnam when we were there. So we met some characters and all. But OCS was really, really a good time. Let me just tell you how good a time. One time, we're on a map reading course. So we're all going out to the map reading. And we all look at our maps and we realize that the Chattahoochee River bends right through this map reading course and goes on off down to somewhere in Georgia. So we decided what we're going to do is we are going to all meet up at this one spot in the river and go for a swim, the whole company. we're going to put us out on this course, running the course. Well, hell, we just tell them we all got lost and all. And everybody was started worrying about, oh, well, we'll get in trouble and everything. And we had this old boy pointed out that, what are they going to do? Send us to Vietnam? Well, hell, they're going to do that anyway. So, needless to say, off we went. And in the map, middle of the map reading course, everybody met up at this place on the river. And we all went for a big swim, had a hell of a time. Everybody got back on the map reading course, and they all didn't know, nobody even knew anything about it for months. But it's crazy. But that was just one of the things we did. We had a good time at Benning. From Benning, I went out to Fort Carson, Colorado. Everybody at Fort Carson, Colorado had came back from Vietnam and were just waiting to get do all the rest of their military service and then be out. So Fort Carson was a different experience. Colorado was a different experience. I'd never been to any mountains like those, and I really had a good time at Fort Carson. After Fort Carson came Vietnam. I'll tell you a bunch of stories about Vietnam over the little while, but let me just start it out like this. So I came home after I made second lieutenant and everything, and I was proud. Oh my gosh, I was proud. I came home, went on leave, spent about 30 days at my house. And I told my mom that as soon as I leave here, Mom, as soon as I, you know, get out of here, when I go from Carson here, I'm going to be going to Vietnam. So the morning before that, I get up and I said, well, Mom, I'll be leaving. She goes, well, where are you going? I said, I told you, Mom, I'm going to Vietnam. She goes, oh, okay. So the next morning I get up, Kurt says to me, he says, let me drop you off at the airport. Mom says, now, where are you going again? I said, I told you, Mom, Vietnam, I'm going to. She goes, well, you have a nice time, Billy. And all, you be careful over there. She goes, I'll see you later on. She kisses me on the cheek just like I was going off to play a game of tennis. Anyway, but that was Mom. That was the way she was. And I miss her to every day that God sends on this earth. I miss her. But anyway, so that's just the start of a military career. I'll tell you a few other stories over the time, I'm sure. But here's be talking to you later on now. Bye.